It really did happen. And it really did change everything. Because of the gift of Christmas, we have the joy of Christ. Because of the gift of God's only begotten Son, we have a hope that we didn't have before. Okay, maybe I shouldn't include you then. I have a hope that I haven't had before. But I don't think I'm by myself here. Anybody, you're still celebrating the joy of Christ? I mean, that's what we gather in here to do, to celebrate the joy of Christ. And for some of us, we hadn't taken down our lights yet. I hope, because I don't want to be by myself. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. But some of us, we hadn't taken down. And I want to challenge us as we continue to celebrate the gift of Christ and celebrate where Christ has brought us as we look now, Mama Cass, into the new year. I want to challenge us to continue to allow that light to shine. In fact, you know, this is the last Sunday of 2018. You look like you're not excited about that. It's the last Sunday. We've made it. We ought to be excited about it because you know all that you've been through in 2018, and God has blessed you throughout the entirety of 2018, has brought you to this specific moment in time where you can look back and you say, you know what? Had it not been for the grace of God, you don't know what I've been through this year. You don't know the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows that I've gone through in this year. And when I look back, Lee, I say, had it not been for the grace of God, I wouldn't have made it this far. Has God graced anybody this year where you look back at the trials and tragedies, you look back at the triumphs, you look back at the blessings and the burdens, and you can look back and say, you know what? God has been with me. And he continues to be with us even today. You know, Ronnie, I know what today means, because oftentimes when we reach this point in the year, we began to write that particular list of goals and objectives for the new year. I know what this day means. I mean, we began to look at how much our waistlines have been blessed. We start to write out that list. You know that list. I pledge I'm going to my New Year's. Yeah. Those things. Austin, I stopped doing those things. I realized that I need to stop lying to myself. I don't even do New Year's resolutions anymore. By February, I forget what I had resolute to do. But you know, I don't do New Year's resolutions. But I do New Year's reminders. This is my own personal practice. If you ever received an email from me, you may have seen that. I always think and pray and meditate on what would be my theme for the year. And coming from the hip-hop culture that I come from, you know, it has to have a certain rhythm and rhyme to it. And so for 2018, it was trusting God in everything in 2018. That's what it was. You didn't clap for that. I mean, I worked hard on it. I worked hard on that. And throughout the year, the highs and the lows, it kept me, it reminded me that wherever I was to trust God in everything. It carried me. I mean, those are my New Year's reminders. That's what that is. And so I began to think, you know, what would be a good New Year reminder for 2019? And when I heard it, it grabbed my attention, and it said, "Go ahead, we want to tweet this and tweet this right, okay? Tweet right. You ready? You ready for it? Ready? Gonna have a little rhyme to it. You ready? Let God be seen in 2019." And may that not just be my reminder, but allow that, Alphonse, to be your reminder as you look back and all that God has done, and you look in great expectation of what God is going to do. May God be seen. That's really what the Apostle Paul in his writings to us as we continue the series from Ephesians, this rich text in which it's just so pregnant that I don't have all the time it takes to fully deliver it, but this rich text of truth that God ought to be seen. God should be seen. And if God is seen anywhere, he ought to be seen in his children. Ephesians, the fifth chapter, is where our message for the morning is coming from, particularly the first verse, which opens up that particular passage, where Paul writes, "Therefore, be imitators of God." I hope you have your Bibles open. He says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." That's it. Here's our marching orders from heaven as we look forward to going into the new year, that we are imitators of God as beloved children. Let me go in verse 2. He says, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." Let God be seen in 2019. That's our challenge. The text says that as believers, as the children of God, we ought to look like God. You ever seen somebody and they say, "Oh, you look just like your daddy"? Yeah. You never seen him? Look over there. Look all over there. You look just like your daddy. Okay, I won't leave the mamas out of here. All right? You look just like your mama. Because children ought to have and bear a resemblance of their parents. Let me talk to you, church, saints of God, as we embark into our future. Do you look like your father? I'm not talking about your biological father. I'm talking about your heavenly father. Because if we're going to have a blessed new year, if we're going to have the best new year, we got to look like our father. But the only way we can look like our father, we got to look to our father. I hope you're in this place, because the word he uses there is imitators. Imitators, to imitate, implies that we are carefully studying he who we are imitating. Imitate. It's to have full focus on. Okay, you know, we multi-gen here. We want to gin here, so let me have some of y'all think back for a moment. You remember when kids used to play outside? I mean, just come on back with me for a moment here. You remember how kids when we were kids? I don't want to date myself, but I'm just saying when you remember we made up games. You know, we had all kind of. I'm gonna come back and get y'all for a moment. I'm come back and get you. But we did. We made up games. We can make a game called It. I know some of you don't even. You think it's the movie? No, I'm not talking about the movie. It was a game. It was a game. It's just all you needed was one other person, and you touch them, and that's it. You're it. And then they had to chase around, and if they touched you, guess what? You were? Yeah, that's the game. That's a good game, too. You'll try sometime. No, it's not on the. No, you can't play it on the. No. You got to play it outside. And there was another game, Cass, that we used to play called Follow the Leader. You remember that? Okay, I got some of my ballers in here, kind of like 21, you know. But okay, not enough ballers in here. All right, here it is. You got basketballers. You with me? 21. All right, here it is. But it's following the leader. You do what the leader does. You remember it? Don't you remember? Don't you remember? No, if the leader raised his hand, you would do what? Say it one more time. The exact same hand. Boy, he said the child shall lead them. That you raise the exact same hand. Let me see if you can do it now. So follow the leader. Oh, you're good at this. I mean, follow the leader. I mean, when the leader moves, you're supposed to move just like the leader. Why I'm the only one standing up? The text says that we are to be imitators, that we are to carefully study the character of God in such a way that we begin to emulate godliness. I hope you're in this place here. Because if we're going to imitate God, now this word imitate, really in the Greek is where we get our word mimic from. It's to, as my young brother said, it's to pay so close attention that you're not just moving, but you're attentive to what the leader is moving, and you are modeling your behavior after he who you are following. Are you with me in this place? Mimic. It calls us to study the word. To study the character of the word made flesh, the character of Christ. That we study him so that we began to model his behavior. The essential of our character ought to reflect the character of Christ. That's how we become imitators. In fact, if you really want to be blessed in this day and the days to come, do it like Christ did it. You know, back in the day, we had WWJD. I know some of y'all don't even know what that is. It's all right. What would Jesus do? That still works. That really still works in our lives. We model after Christ. That really still makes sense as we move and try to imitate him, that we do it the way Jesus would do it. Now, don't misunderstand me. There are some characters of Christ that we don't have. I mean, you will not be God. Don't misunderstand the text. We don't have the omnis. You won't be omnipresent and omnipotent and omniscient. We won't be immutable. We are not God. Oh, but when you accept God in your heart, he can make you godly. That means you began to reflect the character, and the essential character of God is love. 1 John says God is love. Yeah. Since the character of God is love, and so when you continue to read the text, he says something there. He says, therefore be imitators of God, I love this, beloved children. That if we're going to let Christ be seen in 2019, you know what, it works for 2018 too, huh? Look, let Christ be seen in 2018. Boy, I told you, I was rapping with Run DMC. Oh, see, there you go. there you go. You're not there yet. But if he's going to be seen through our lives, we have to do what the text says, walk in love. Don't misunderstand this. In walking in love, this speaks to one walking in the assurance of God's love for you. I'm still in text because he says, beloved children. Those who are loved with the agape love of Christ, that God loves his children. And he says to us, as we move forward into our next, he says to us, walk in the assurance that God loves you. Help me preach for a moment. I told it to your neighbor last Sunday, but I think they need to hear it again. Why don't you go and tell them, God loves you. Now, didn't I say follow the leader? I said, God loves you. Yeah, you got to put it up in there. I told you to preach with me for a moment here. They got to hear it because we need to know it, because sometimes we forget it. Sometimes we forget that God really does love us. We began to look at the seasons around us, and we judge whether or not God is even in tune to what we're going through, when the text bears out, you know what? God never stopped loving you. It shows us how he loved us, because he says, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. He died for us, gave his life for us in love because he loved us, and God won't stop loving you. I mean, when you consider all that God did to express his love to all humanity, don't allow current context to ever fool you to believe that God isn't consistent in his love for you. You hear me in there? God never stops loving us. And we are challenged as we imitate him to walk in love. He says, as beloved children, which means then if we're walking in love, not only are we assured that God loves us, get this, we learn to love ourselves from our reflection of God's love for us. I hope y'all in here with me. Oftentimes, let's be honest, this is where we struggle here. This is where we have some difficulty here, and that is in the loving of ourselves. It's whenever you look at you ought to look at you through the lenses of a God who saw you. And the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died. I love that text there. That God commended his love. He demonstrated his love toward us. That while we were wretched and undone, we were unclean, that he loved us in spite of us. Anybody know that kind of love? It's unconditional, unwavering, unending. Get this. God loves you. And to walk in love, you must love you like God loves you. Because if you don't love God, and you haven't learned to love you, which I submit to you, we can't learn to love ourselves until we learn to love God, then we are ill-equipped to love others. You do remember, right? The rich young ruler comes to Christ and says, you know, what must I do? And he lists all the things he's done. You know, I've obeyed my parents. And he did say that. I obeyed my parents. And let me say it one more time. He said I obeyed my parents. But then he said, what's the greatest of all the commandments? And Christ says, to love your Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Walk in love. If we're going to walk in love, we have to focus on the Father. And as we focus on the Father, follow how the Father loves us so we can learn how to love ourselves. He's forgiven us. He's granted you grace. He's given you mercy. How many times have you fallen down? I'm talking to real folk in here just for a moment here. How many times have you fallen down and it was the Father who picked you up? He loves us so much that his love is everlasting. My wife got 4 kids, and I was with her through it all. I remember, look at my babies, I love them. Yeah, that's my. This is being recorded. Oh yeah, they're mine. All 4. Anyway, all right. But I remembered why when they were at that particular stage, right before one, in between, right in that sweet spot between 1 and 2, where they were called toddlers. I remember they were called toddlers because they never had balance. And they would fall all over the place. Kevin, you with me? I mean, you remember, right? I got a few of them. They still fall. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying. But I remember. I remember how it was that day came where we try to stand them up on those little legs and they would stand up and we just wanted them to take that next step. I remember it. I do. I remember how they would fall down, and we'd encourage them to get back up. And what I learned, I told you four times. I'm almost an expert in this thing. What I've learned is that in order to get them to walk, you need to have a focus for them. You need to have a focal point. And so Mama would be on the other end, and I'd stand one up, and she would say, "Come on, baby, come on." And that baby would just fall. So then we switch sides. Boy, you know y'all got to pray that I don't get in trouble. Boy, I tell you what. And daddy got there and he said, come on, come on, come on, man, come on, you can do it, you can do it. And I remember the drool was coming down. I ain't gonna pick out which child it was. Drool was coming down. The pamper was a little low for the center of gravity. And I was calling that he was coming. He was coming. See, I just gave you three out of one. Now you figure the rest out. He was coming. And I noticed something, that in learning to walk, that the focus wasn't on what he was walking on, but who he was walking to. I'm trying to help you understand something, brothers and sisters. That if we are going to let Christ be seen, we got to keep him the focus. Walk in love, and as you focus on him, you can't help but see his love for you. And as you see his love for you, then that love for you is lived out through you that others might see his love for them. As you focus on his love for you. That's what I want to challenge you to do. Walk in love. That's it. Wait a minute, Pastor. You mean we got one point in the whole message? I hope you get that one point. I mean, really. Because in order for Christ to be seen, in order for our lives to reflect his love that we're about to celebrate, we got to know his love for ourselves. And never allow Satan to cause you to call into question the love of God. For God so loved the world. This is what we're going to celebrate in a moment. That he gave. He gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, in his love for us. Get this. He loved us with no limits. I hope you see this. That he didn't put a qualifier on it and say, for God so loved the world, if the world loves him back. No, that's not what he said there. For God so loved the world, so he gave. God never stopped loving you. God loved you then. God loves you now. And God wants his love to live through you. So as you go into this new year, I want to challenge you. Take the limits off your love. As you go forth and love others, don't put qualifiers on it. I love them if they believe what I believe. I love them if they like the same kind of music I like, or if they're from the same hood. Oh, see, I'd be talking to the wrong people. I don't know. Take the qualifiers off and allow the love of God, the unconditional love of God, to flow from heaven through you. As you focus on him and allow him to use you to love yourself and to love others, because God loves you.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We pray that the truth of God's word is both encouraging and uplifting to you. If you'd like more information about our church, service times, or locations, or if you have a question about what you heard today and you want to connect with someone, I want to encourage you to visit us on our website at championforest.org. Have a great day, and God bless.